Good afternoon, everyone. It's Saturday, the 17th of January, 2015, around about 3:15 p.m, I suppose. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm upstairs at the moment, and the sun comes in the front of the house, so I hope the sun hasn't gone in, but the last time I was downstairs a little while ago, it was beautiful sunshine. A rare occasion is in process, or that's not a very good way of putting it, but there's a rare occurrence here. I'm in the house completely on my own. I mean, I was yesterday evening from about 7:15 till about 12:15, but Ronan's over his dad's, Connor's at work, and Obi's at work, so I'm just here with the animals. It's actually quite nice. Not that I mind anyone being here, because obviously I don't, but it's actually lovely to be completely free and not have to worry about what anyone else thinks. But anyway, that's not my reason for coming on here. I'm actually on here to let you all know, for what it's worth, not that you really need to know, that I'm back using, for the time being, my fundamentally flawed but faithful 4S, because I had some issues with my iPhone 6, and it's going to necessitate me sending it back for replacement. I've had a bit of palaver over that, because they were going to send me out a prepaid envelope to send it back, because it's easier than get to the Vodafone. I don't know where my nearest Vodafone shop is anymore. I think there's still one in Bromley, actually. There's not one in Orpington anymore. That closed down about 4 or 5 years ago. Because I remember I was taking in my phone then to send it back for some reason, and they said, "We're sorry, we can't send it back because we're closing down today or tomorrow." And I said, "Oh, no." So anyway, they couldn't send me out the envelope until I had deleted iCloud off my phone and disabled Find My iPhone. So now that's both, they're both done. I've actually reset the thing, so it's not usable anymore at all. So I have just to wait for the envelope to turn up now to pack it off, and hopefully I'll get a new one pretty soon. So anyway, my SIM card's already been switched back. I mean, my service has already been switched back to the 4S SIM card, so I'm back on my faithful 4S, and with all its flaws. And I've updated some apps on it today, including Facebook, and I'm not sure what this table feed is or whatever it says, but it doesn't seem to encroach on anything. And someone was saying that the text box are back for comments, and so we can comment again. But I haven't, as far as I'm concerned, they never went. I mean, it didn't on either of my, on my 4S or i6. I was still able to comment on things without going through a big rigmarole. I mean, just normally. And Facebook on the 4S a couple of weeks ago was really awful. It was so laggy. But since this, I don't think it's since this update. I think it's since the one before. I did another one a little while after that. There's been a couple the last few weeks, and it seems to be working a lot better now. So the only thing is I've lost my clicks, which is really maddening. I could just turn the phone off and back on, and they'll come back on. But eventually VoiceOver will crash for a few seconds, and then they'll be back, because that seems to be what happens. I mean, the phone is usable without them, but it's just easier with them, if you know what I mean. Because if you put the speech off, you can still kind of do a few things by just navigating with the clicks. But if they've gone and you put VoiceOver off, you know, if you turn speech, not VoiceOver off, but if you double tap speech off, then you actually can't do anything without it. The old issue with the Audio Boom app and answering the phone is not a... I was thinking it was probably a 4S issue or an iOS issue, or maybe it is, but it's certainly not the 4S issue, because I had the same thing on the iPhone 6, and that is when somebody calls you, if you're in anywhere near the Audio Boom app, you cannot answer it without a big palaver. Sometimes it just will not answer. You know, you can't just double tap it like you used to be able to, and it'll answer. It just starts up someone's Audio Boom playing, and then the phone carries on ringing. And sometimes, even if you go to answer, or whatever it says, I don't know what it says now. Sometimes it says answer and sometimes it says something else. Except, if you go on those, you know, if you double tap them, sometimes it just still doesn't answer, which is quite frustrating and extremely annoying, really. And I presume it's an audio boom issue, which I really hope they will sort out in the next update, because I don't know if they're aware of it or whether anyone's complained about it, but I presume it's an audio boom issue. Maybe it's iOS, I don't know. But anyway, whoever it is, can they please sort it out? Because it's particularly frustrating to try and answer your phone and then instead it's still going doo 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 doo, and then someone talking comes on, which is even more annoying. And sometimes it answers it, but the audio boom's still playing and you can't turn it off. So you have to end up saying, can you call me? I'm sorry, there's something going wrong with my phone. Can you call me back? That's what I have to say to people sometimes, because you can't hear above the, above the audio boom playing. Anyway, I've got things to do. Unfortunately, I can't just laze around all day. So I'm going to upload this now and I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.